Good afternoon, I'm David Ouse, coming to you live from the Barman Cheney Performance Studio at Valley Public Radio in Clovis, California, and this is Young Artist Spotlight. Young Artist Spotlight is made possible by the generosity of Dr. Alice Martinson, Carol Sturgis, and the Bonner Family Foundation. This afternoon, we're pleased to welcome a fantastic vocal group from Centennial High School in Bakersfield, the Chamber Singers, directed by Patrick Bursloff. And we'll get right into the music.
Shoshalosa,
Shoshalosa, Belesta Bastimelasa, Kume Sapatica,
Shoshalosa,
Belesta Bastimelasa, Kume Sapatica,
when
you yabaleka, Belesta Bastimelasa, Kume Sapatica,
when
you yabaleka.
From Centennial High School in Bakersfield, the Chamber Singers, directed by Patrick Bursloff, who also played drum there. What a great way to start off Young Artist Spotlight on this Wednesday afternoon. Good afternoon. Welcome, Patrick Bursloff.
Hi, David. How you doing?
Great. Great to have you here. What was that wonderful piece we just heard?
That was Shoshalosa. It was arranged by Jeffrey Ames. It's a kind of an unofficial national anthem of South Africa, and it means go forward.
That's a great way to start. What is I got goosebumps hearing that, just like I did when you guys played it during warm-up. What is it about the structure harmonies in South African music that makes them so distinctive?
Well, they're so bright that they lock in harmonically, and there's something so powerful about the acoustics of that and how it just really affects the soul and, you know, how you feel.
It definitely cuts right through. And you have a wonderful set of music lined up this afternoon for us here. Really focused on expression and feeling. What are we going to hear next from you?
Yeah, the next song is called Flight Song, and it's this beautiful piece written by a young composer, Kim Arneson, from Norway. And this particular piece is kind of about, it's using music as a metaphor to describe a young adult's life.
All right, from Centennial High School in Bakersfield, music of Kim Arneson, Flight Song.
All we are.
From Centennial High School in Bakersfield, the Chamber Singers performing on Young Artist Spotlight here on Valley Public Radio, here with their director, Patrick Bursloff. What did we just hear?
You heard Even Such as Time by Bob Chilcott. There was a, it's a Sir Walter Raleigh poem, Renaissance poet, and he put that, Bob Chilcott was a, a king singer. And so he kind of understands sonorities of smaller ensembles. And this is a really beautiful piece that talks about how time will take away our joys and then give us back, you know, death. And then, you know, and it says that it shuts up the story of our days, and we wait the resurrection of the Lord. And that was the last text there of the song.
A wonderful piece. And just before that, we heard Flight Song by Kim Arneson. What's next on the program?
On this next one, we're excited to share with you. It's something we've worked on for a while, With a Lily in Your Hand by Eric Whitaker. It's the second of his three flower songs. This is a fun piece that I hope you all enjoy.
And you guys have a concert coming up pretty soon.
We do, yeah. It's what we call our festival concert because there's such a wide range of music that, you know, we prepare for our festivals. And so I never creative enough to come up with the title, but our festival concert's March 7th at Centennial High School Auditorium.
All right. From Centennial High School in Bakersfield, the Chamber Singers will hear With a Lily in Your Hand by Eric Whitaker, and then a lovely American ballad from World War II on Young Artist Spotlight.
Thank you.
From Centennial High School in Bakersfield, the Chamber Singers. That was beautiful, just beautiful. Patrick Burtzloff is their director. Whose arrangement of that was?
Darman Metter, yeah.
I've never heard the verse to that song before. That was spectacular, really, really good. And a mature level of interpretation for any vocalist, but especially for this group of really, really talented singers. And of course, just before that, we heard that lovely With a Lily in Your Hand by Eric Whitaker. If you're enjoying this choir, the Chamber Singers, you can hear them on March 7th in their next concert, their festival concert coming up, which will be at Centennial High School in Bakersfield. And for our listeners on the East Coast, you'll get to hear some of these singers in New York City, right?
That's right.
How's that going to happen?
So, yeah, we actually have... some of us here from this ensemble, another ensemble, meeting up with a festival choir in New York City with other choirs from around the country under the direction of Dr. Andrew Last from Luther College. And so we will be able to rehearse those together with the conductor and sing in Carnegie Hall. We're really excited about it.
As well you should be. It's a very exciting opportunity. And that audience will be in for a treat to hear these great singers along with all those other great singers. You've got fun note on I'll Be Seeing You. This is newsworthy because it's recent. First, some old news about it. That song was by Sammy Fain, written in 1938, and proof that a great song can't always save a musical. It was rapidly inserted into the musical Right This Way, which promptly played for 15 performances and then nothing else. Just a week ago, that song was the last transmission sent from NASA to the Mars Opportunity rover. They sent the recording of Billie Holiday from 1944 doing it. What are you going to close with today?
Just a classic closer, The Lord Bless You and Keep You. I know that there's a lot of choral programs out there that that end their concert with this arrangement, the Peter Luckin, and so if you're one of those, sing along with us.
Very good. From Centennial High School in Bakersfield, on Young Artist Spotlight, the Chamber Singers. And that's a terrific way to close the program today on Young Artist Spotlight. The Centennial High School chamber singers from Bakersfield. Patrick Burslaw, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you so much. And a shout out to my accompanist, which we did not mention, who came up here with us, Marilla Jeffers, who played on Flight Song earlier.
Absolutely, and sounded wonderful on that. Congratulations to this fantastic group of singers for a great performance. And I'm David Aus, reminding you that support for Young Artist Spotlight comes from Dr. Alice Martinson, Carol Sturgis, and the Bonner Family Foundation. Without their support, we couldn't bring you these fabulous broadcasts. I invite you to join us next week as the Lindsay Guitars perform on Young Artist Spotlight. For Valley Public Radio, I'm David Aus.